Exodus chapter 4, beginning with verse 18. Then Moses went back to his father-in-law Jethro and said to him, "Let me go and return to my own people who are in Egypt and see whether they are still alive." Jethro said to Moses, "Go in peace." The Lord said to Moses in Midian, "Go, return to Egypt, for everyone who wanted to kill you is dead." So Moses took his wife and his sons, placed them on a donkey, and set out to return to the land of Egypt. Moses took the staff of God in his hand. The Lord said to Moses, "When you go back to Egypt, make sure that you perform in the presence of Pharaoh all the wonders which I have put into your hand. However, I will make his heart hard, and he will not let the people go. You will then say to Pharaoh, 'The Lord says, Israel is my son, my firstborn, and I have said to you, let my son go to serve me, but you have refused to let him go. Watch out, I will kill your son, your firstborn.'" At a lodging place along the way, the Lord confronted him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a flint blade, cut off her son's foreskin, and cast it at his feet. Then she said, "Surely you are a bridegroom of blood to me." So the Lord left him alone. At that time she said, "bridegroom of blood," referring to circumcision. The Lord had said to Aaron, "Go into the wilderness to meet Moses." So he went, met Moses at the mountain of God, and kissed him. Moses told Aaron all the words that the Lord had sent him to speak, and all the signs he had commanded him to perform. Moses and Aaron then went and gathered together every elder of the people of Israel. Aaron spoke all the words which the Lord had spoken to Moses, and performed the signs in the sight of the people. The people believed. When they heard that the Lord had paid attention to the Israelites, and that he had seen their misery, they bowed down and worshipped. Chapter 5. Afterward, Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh and said, "This is what the Lord, the God of Israel, says: Let my people go, so that they may hold a festival for me in the wilderness." Pharaoh said, "Who is the Lord, that I should listen to his voice and let Israel go? I do not know the Lord, and I certainly will not let Israel go." They said, "The God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go on a 3-day journey into the wilderness, and let us sacrifice to the Lord our God, so that he does not strike us with plague or sword." But the king of Egypt said to them, "Moses and Aaron, why are you taking the people away from their work? Get back to your forced labor." Pharaoh also said, "Look, the people of the land are now numerous, and you are stopping them from doing their forced labor." That same day Pharaoh commanded the people's taskmasters and overseers, "Do not give the people straw for making bricks anymore. Let them go and gather their own straw, but require them to make the same number of bricks as they made before. Do not reduce it. You see, they are lazy. That is why they are crying out, 'Let us go and sacrifice to our God.' Make the work harder for the people, so that they will do their work and do not pay attention to lying words." So the people's taskmasters and overseers went out and told the people, "This is what Pharaoh says: I will not give you straw. Go, get straw for yourselves wherever you can find it, but there will be no reduction at all in your workload." So the people scattered all over the land of Egypt to gather stubble for straw. The taskmasters kept insisting, "Fulfill your daily quota, just as you did when straw was provided." The overseers, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had placed over the Israelites, were beaten. The taskmasters demanded, "Why have you not fulfilled your quota yesterday and today as you did previously?" Then the Israelite overseers came and cried out to Pharaoh, "Why are you doing this to your servants? No straw is given to your servants, yet they tell us, 'Make bricks.' Look, your servants are being beaten, but the fault is with your own people." But he said, "Lazy, you are lazy. That is why you are saying, 'Let us go and sacrifice to the Lord.' Now go, get to work. Straw will not be provided to you, but you will deliver the same quota of bricks." The Israelite overseers realized that they were in trouble when Pharaoh said, "You must not reduce anything from your daily number of bricks." When they left Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who were waiting to meet them. They said to Moses and Aaron, "May the Lord look at you and judge you, because you have made us a stench to Pharaoh and his officials, and have put a sword into their hand to kill us." So Moses went back to the Lord and said, "Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why did you send me? Ever since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has brought trouble on this people, and you've not rescued your people at all." Chapter 6. The Lord said to Moses, "Now you will see what I will do to Pharaoh. Because of a mighty hand, he will send them away, and because of a mighty hand, he will drive them out of his land." Then God spoke to Moses, telling him, "I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty. But by my name, the Lord, I was not known to them. I also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land where they were residing as aliens. I certainly have heard the groaning of the Israelites, whom the Egyptians have enslaved, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore tell the Israelites, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the forced labor of the Egyptians. I will deliver you from being their slaves. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great acts of judgment. I will take you as my own people, and I will be your God. You will know that I am the Lord your God, the one who brought you out from under the forced labor of the Egyptians. I will bring you to the land which I swore with uplifted hand to give to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. I will give it to you as a possession. I am the Lord." Moses spoke these words to the Israelites, but they did not listen to Moses because of their broken spirit and because of the hard labor.
You've been enjoying Through My Bible in 3 Years. To receive a daily email of these readings, visit www.wells.net/subscribe. May God richly bless your day.